It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
Good morning, Zion. How are you doing this Thursday morning? Are you good?
Good morning, Saki, and all of our beautiful listeners from around the world. I'm well blessed. It's still very cold here in the United States, and it's a beautiful day to be alive, and we're ready for today's program.
We are, and I believe in some way it is a continuation from last week's topic. What are we chatting about this morning?
We are talking about dreams and visions. Help. What does my dream mean? Saki, on a weekly basis, really on a daily basis, from around the world, we receive, messages of people says, Zion, I had this dream. I don't know what it means. Zion, I went to bed, I fell asleep, and I saw this. What does it mean? Yeah. And today we're going to delve into this for every one of you that, that has ever had a dream and don't know how to interpret it. We're going to delve a little bit into that today, Saki. Yeah. It's going to be very interesting.
It's going to be interesting, and I'm so excited for this one. What are prophetic dreams, Zion, and also how do they differ from normal ones?
Well, we all dream. Everyone dreams at some point in their lives. But scientists tell us that 95% of our dreams are not remembered by our conscious mind.
Yeah.
So that simply means when we're in a dream state and the 5% of those dreams filters through our subconscious mind and we wake up the next morning and actually remember them, that simply means that God wants us to acknowledge something.
Yeah.
God wants us to acknowledge something. In the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar had a disturbing dream that none of his wise men could interpret in Daniel chapter number 2.
Yeah.
In desperation, he turned to Daniel. Daniel was a prophet that not only received a vision, but he understood the deep meanings of dreams. Now, prophetic dreams are not mere nighttime imaginings. They are divine revelations from God. And God gifts us with the power to interpret his dreams through our natural minds. Now, dreams can also come as warnings, and while ordinary dreams can be influenced, by the things that you do, the things that you think about, there are some things very specific about prophetic dreams that you know that it did not come from your natural mind.
Mm.
And the Bible says that, dreams come from a multitude of business. So there are different ways that we have dreams. Not every dream is God's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Some dreams come from the dark realm, from the devil. Some dreams come from your natural mind. Hey, I've studied psychology in university.
Yeah.
And some dreams come because you had pizza too late that night, So we must not always just say that dream is coming from God.
Yeah.
But there are dreams where God wants to warn you. God wants to give you instruction. And we have got to be able to understand that those dreams cannot be taken lightly.
Sure. And how can someone cultivate a lifestyle that not only invites, but also understands prophetic dreams? Talk us through that.
It was so beautiful in the book of 1 Samuel, where Samuel was still a young boy and he was laying before the ark of the presence of the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him in a dream. And the first two times Samuel thought it was Eli talking to him.
Mm.
But when he went to Eli, Eli said, if you hear the voice again calling you, say to God, God, here am I, speak, your servant hears. We can cultivate hearing the voice of the Lord by staying in his presence. And Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice, and the voice of a stranger he will not hear.
Mm.
So for me, staying in the presence of the Lord, I know when a dream, I'll wake up from a dream, I'll know when it's God speaking, and I'll know when it's the devil. I know when the devil's trying to threaten me in a dream, because I've had those kind of dreams. I'll know when it's my mind and when I had that extra slice of pizza before I went to bed that night.
Yeah.
I know when it's when I thought about something or I watched a movie and it was relating to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we develop that atmosphere around us. And this is why I always say, for me, Saki, I go to bed and wake up every night and in the morning listening to some kind of word, some kind of preaching, because I am cultivating my night season in the glory of God and opening up my spiritual senses to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say.
Yeah.
So we can be able to cultivate that, because dreams are mysteries that are waiting to be unlocked. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Dreams are mysteries that are waiting to be unlocked. So a lifestyle of intimacy with God. And you must understand, prophetic dreams are not just experiences. They are invitations. They are invitations into another dimension, another realm. The Bible says that Jacob went to sleep in the book of Genesis 28 and again in Genesis 32. And he saw the heavens open and he saw the ladder coming down. So God wants to communicate things to us through dreams and through visions. We must be able to develop our spirit so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to his church.
And for the listeners this morning and all those who are tuning in on Facebook and YouTube, maybe they're asking themselves this question, Zion, do all believers have the ability to receive prophetic dreams, or is it just a specific gift?
The Bible says in the book of Numbers, chapter number 12, verse number 6, God speaks through the prophet Miriam and says, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet amongst you, I will make myself known to him in a vision or a dream." But in the case of Moses, God spoke face to face. I do believe that every single believer has the ability to receive dreams from God. Daniel received it. Joseph received it. Jacob received it. Mary received it. Joseph received it. So every believer has the potentiality to receive dreams and visions from God. Prophetic dreams are available to all who seek and desire the deeper things of God. And every believer has that potential. But to be able to discern what those dreams means, you need to be trained. You need to understand that there are dimensions that must be unlocked, that you need to be able to have somebody that will be able to train you in deciphering what those dreams mean. You know, there are some dreams that comes as, that is direction. Some dreams that is coming as warnings to you. Saki, let me just share this right now because it's very, very important, because believers are given a gift of the Spirit. Okay. And part of that gift of the Spirit, part of that prophetic gift is the realms of dreams and visions. Joel chapter number 2 says, "I shall give the old men dreams and I will give the young men visions." Yeah. This is the way we can navigate successfully into the future. Saki, a month before my mom died, I had two very vivid dreams that needed interpretation. It did not make sense. The first dream that I had, that was my mom was working as a flight attendant on this airline, and I looked at the plane. On the outside of the plane, it said the world's most prestigious airlines. So let me quickly give you the interpretation of it. Now, I woke up from the dream. The prophet knew what the dream meant. The son did not want to know. The young boy son did not want to know, because I woke up knowing that God was speaking to me, a flight attendant in the world's most prestigious airline. So she was working in the clouds. In the cloud. And the Bible says we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And in the dream, she was not the age that she was when she passed. She was much younger. So I begin to understand. The second dream, she was going up an escalator and she turned around and she looked at me and she was very young. She was moving into another dimension. So in the realm of the Spirit, we must be able to identify and interpret what these dreams mean. And you got to be able to understand that prophetic dreams are an invitation from God to deepen your walk with him. Anyone that has a heart to listen, God will be able to give prophetic dreams to.
Sure. Speaking about interpretation, what are some of the common signs and symbols, you know, in prophetic dreams, and how can we be able to interpret these?
Now, you got to understand, God's children are not fortune tellers. We're not palm readers. We're not tarot card readers. Yeah. But there are things in scripture, like numbers, colors, biblical dictionaries that be able to help us navigate things through dreams and visions. In Genesis 37, Joseph had a dream about the 11 stars, the sun and the moon bowing to him. The sun and the moon represented, the sun represented his father. The moon represented his mother. The 11 stars represented his brother. And he saw those things bowing to him. It was a prophetic picture. So, for example, numerology in scripture, the number one means wholeness or completeness. Number two means agreement. Number three means resurrection power. Number four means the earth or the nations of the earth. Number five means grace. So different things means different things in the realm of scripture. Then colors means different things. So there are different Bible dictionaries and dream interpretation journals that you could go ahead and you could look through, because there are common symbols. For example, you dream about a car, for example, in a crash. Motor vehicles mostly mean something to do with ministry. Okay, so we got to be able to understand. But then I must put this proviso here. According to your interpretation, so for example, if people usually associate black with evil, but the Bible does not associate black with evil. Okay, that was our own conditioning when people say black with evil. Because when the Bible speaks about sin, the Bible does not speak about it with black. He speaks about it with red. Because the Bible says, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Yeah. Though it be red like crimson, it shall be like wool. So according to your own paradigm, you must be able to interpret the dreams because God is communicating something to you.
Sure, come on. We are live on YouTube, on Facebook, and we are chatting about prophetic dreams and how to interpret them. And if you have the gift to interpret, tag a friend, tell a friend. And speaking of which, I see there are a couple of people who are tuned in from on Facebook. Reggie Naidu tagging the friends. Ruth saying, we are not fortune tellers. Or Sooth says, I love that. Lizelle saying, greetings, Awake family. Love that one. Now, Zion, moving right along, can prophetic dreams, you know, serve as warnings or directions for individuals, for nations, or even churches? Talk us through that.
I remember in 2019, on the 31st of December, I was preaching at a conference, the year end, you know, the final meeting of the year. And while everybody was preparing for 2020 and saying, you know, it's going to be the decade of vision and stuff, 2020 vision, I remember taking the microphone and weeping at the pulpit because the Lord began to show me in a vision, in a dream, that something was coming. And none of us understood the full impact that it was going to be, the coronavirus that was coming. But the Lord said to me, tell my people, prepare. Something is coming that's going to change the world. So God can speak through dreams and visions as warnings to his church. God spoke to many of his prophets about, he spoke to Jeremiah about the captivity of Israel. He spoke through Daniel when they would come out of the captivity of Babylon. So we need to understand that God is still speaking through visions and dreams. And we listen, he speaks through his word. And I know there's a big divide in the body of Christ where people say there's no such thing as prophecy after scripture. That's all right if anyone wants to believe that. But I believe God is still speaking through his prophets, through dreams and visions, you know, that will be able to navigate the church forward. You know, in Matthew chapter number 2, God warned the wise men in a dream not to return to Herod. So God then, after that, when Jesus was born, God said to Mary and Joseph, don't go back to Nazareth, flee to Egypt. So there's protection that God releases through dreams, and we have got to pay attention to what the Lord is saying. It's very, very important.
Come on, paying attention to what the Lord is saying. I love that. Now, before I let you go, as it is 11:28, talk us through some of the practical steps that we could take should someone, you know, take after receiving a prophetic dream to ensure that they respond accurately, because there's also something else.
Right. You know, the thing is this. Number one, do not share your dreams just to anybody. Don't just share your dream. We saw what happened with Joseph. He shared the dreams with his brothers, and that was to his own detriment. Be careful who you share your dream with. Number two, wait until God gives you the interpretation to those dreams. And you got to be able to sit with those dreams carefully and interpret every single part of those dreams. Number three, find somebody that is skilled in dream interpretation. Many people call me up and they say, Prophet Zion, I had this and this and this. Can you interpret this? Find somebody, a mentor that you can trust that will help you interpret the dream. Then if the dream is negative, if you find yourself, you know, seeing that you know, you're going to be in a chaotic situation, something bad's going to happen to you, you have to bind the power that is empowering that dream and put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Like I said, sometimes dreams are warnings of things that's going to happen. If you're having a dream that you're standing naked somewhere, that could mean that something is going to, you're going to be exposed, or something is going to go wrong. Or if you're dreaming that you're back in your high school, or you're back in your schooling career, many times I had that dream. That means that there's a huge test that you are going to face in your life. So we got to be able to pray these things through, you know, be able to put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Like Jesus said to Peter, Peter, Satan desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail.
Yeah.
So we've got to pray these things through. Then write the vision down. Write the dream down and begin to track it, because visions and dreams have a timeline usually accompanied to it.
Okay.
So you will know when the fulfillment of that thing is going to come according to how you saw it in a dream and a vision. Very, very important. And then consult again with your spiritual mentors and leaders. And check this out, Saki, as we bring this to a close. Prophetic dreams are divine blueprints for our lives. But to activate their power, we must respond with wisdom, obedience, and with prayer. This is so powerful.
It is. And if you missed it, do not forget that it will be up on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. I know that you mentioned you are abroad, but what is happening at Awake the Nations this coming weekend?
Awake the Nations at 5 p.m. Now, many people do not know, we have moved to our new premises at 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Cape Town. 31 Kimberley Street, you'll see our big gray building there. And I'm inviting you to join us this coming Sunday at 5 p.m. Sunday at 5 p.m. for our prophetic revival night. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. The move of God is there. And I want to see you this Sunday at prophetic revival night, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Cape Town. Saki, again, it's been a phenomenal time being with you. And we trust in God for a great move of God in the lives of everyone that is connected to you, in Jesus' name.
Always. Thank you so, so much. Until next time, take care. Thank you.
Take care. Bless you.
All right, and that is how we wrap things up right here on 107.5 Insights with Zion. You can find it